Australia's homelessness services are facing pressure, prompting calls for a major federal budget intervention. Homelessness Australia says the shortage of affordable homes are pushing more people into crisis before help is available. But will the upcoming budget prioritise homelessness prevention? Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin says without serious investment, the situation will continue to deteriorate. I spoke with Ms. Colvin on what she wants to see delivered in the federal budget to stem the growing homelessness crisis.
So in homelessness, we're just seeing more and more people coming to homeless services needing help. And the main reason, the most common reason is financial stress. And usually that's about people just not having enough income to keep up with the rising cost of rent. And it's also often about sometimes people have a shock to their income. Perhaps they lose their job or they can't work for a while because they're unwell. And, you know, if you don't have your regular income coming in, of course, you can't cover the rent. And so people end up just on the edge of homelessness or already homeless when they come to help.
With the budget coming up, what does homelessness prevention need to be a priority right now?
So there's a few different things. I mean, first of all, we want government to make the changes that are needed to just really drive down the number of people experiencing homelessness. And the simplest one is giving people enough income support so they can cover the rent. I mean, I'm sure any of your listeners who are on a low income will know how hard it is to manage the rising cost of rent when you don't have, you know, heaps of money to spare. And people end up paying so much for their rent that they, you know, just have a handful of dollars left over to cover all of the other costs, or they just can't get into a rental because rents are too expensive. So increasing income support would make an enormous difference. That would mean less people coming through the door of homelessness services. But another one is getting more social housing out there. So we just need there to be more low-cost rentals available in the community. So people go looking for a rental, they can find something they can afford, and that would mean they don't need to come to a homelessness service. And then the third one is what needs to happen when people do come to a homelessness service, because right now so many people are being turned away because there's just not enough workers to help everyone. So whilst obviously the first thing that we want to happen is less people need that help, we do need the help to be available when people come to homeless services. Because if someone comes when they're still at risk of homelessness, homelessness services can help them avoid homelessness in like 80% of cases. Mm. But right now, more people are not getting help until they're actually even on the street. I mean, people rough sleeping before they get homelessness help.
What would it actually cost the government not to act in this budget?
Look, it costs down the track, because the thing is if we can prevent people becoming homeless, then they don't need all of the expensive, you know, crisis accommodation and, you know, all of those interventions are, you know, more expensive than someone just staying in their own home. But the thing is sometimes and very commonly a spell in homelessness can actually mean someone's life unravels in a much bigger way. So, you know, you might not have enough money to keep up with the rent, you can't stay in your current rental because you can't pay the rent, and then you have to move around from pillar to post, staying with friends and family, maybe sleeping on the street sometimes, sleeping in a car. And in that situation, people often can't stay connected to their job. And so then if you can't keep your job or you can't get a new job, then you're stuck in homelessness. And we do, you know, it can be really dangerous out there on the streets. So people end up, you know, experiencing violence, and, you know, the next thing we know is people end up with mental health issues. And, you know, just something starts small with a simple financial problem and it becomes, you know, massive health issue and a whole series of problems that mean that person is really struggling and not able to work for a long time. And so, you know, that is devastating for that person, and it also creates costs across the community that government could have saved just by preventing that homelessness from happening.
If the budget doesn't invest in the housing, what would be the expected homelessness numbers to look like in Australia?
Look, we know we have a shortfall now of more than 640,000 homes that are low cost across the country, and that's already projected to increase above a million by 2041. And so the more that, you know, I guess it's like the less that government invests in housing, the more that that translates into homelessness. So really, every social housing property that the government builds is a household who would have been homeless, who isn't homeless. So the more they build, the less homelessness we have. It's a pretty simple equation. And I think the converse is true. Like when we see homelessness growing, you know, you can really track that to the government not having delivered the housing and the income support that people need.
That was Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin speaking to The Wire.